more about that from SureTech is Ashley Luke. And Ashley, we mentioned 14th annual Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival. This is called the Circus Spectacular. Why have you given it that name?
So every year we try and come up with a different theme. Last year it was Americana theme because it was an election year. So this year we came up with Circus Spectacular. So it kind of gives everybody a general theme to go towards when they're creating their floats or, you know, creating their outfits for the fashion show.
Of course, the festival takes place June 16th through the 18th at Veterans Memorial Park in like I said, 14th annual this year. It's amazing to see the tradition, the heritage behind all this. And, of course, you mentioned the parade with the duct tape floats. How long does it take people to work on these things using duct tape?
It takes so much time. So one of the floats is actually our official duct tape float is made by the students at Elyria High School's visual media class. And so it took them over 1,000 rolls of tape to create it. So they start these things, you know, way before, you know, the festival happens. And we haven't even seen all of them, but every year they never cease to amaze us.
For the floats, is it pretty much local groups that go about making those and putting them in the parade?
Yeah, so it's all local businesses and organizations. They all make their own floats. There's usually about 20 to 25 unique floats all made by the local businesses and organizations.
That's my favorite part about this festival is all the things you find that are made out of duct tape. Not only do you have the floats, you guys have a sculpture competition as well, or sculptures will be there, at least I know of that fact. What's that all about?
Yeah, so every year we have these huge, large-scale duct tape sculptures, and for the fifth year in a row, the University of Cincinnati has a class where they basically make these sculptures as part of their class. So they'll be located all over the festival grounds, and one of my favorites this year is a 10-foot-tall-by-8-foot-wide overflowing box of popcorn. So they really are just these huge, large-scale sculptures that are pretty incredible being made all out of duct tape.
Sure, you can't go wrong with popcorn, can you?
Right.
How does that, do they approach you about that when they say, look, University of Cincinnati, we want to do something for the Duct Tape Festival in this class? How does that go about becoming a part of a coursework in a class?
Right. So I think, they had reached out to us. I think they were already kind of using duct tape in some of their, like, engineering projects. And we kind of gave them this opportunity to, you know, make these huge sculptures. And the first year was such a success. And every year they just really outdo themselves. Last year we had a 26-foot-tall sculpture of the Empire State Building that weighed over 600 pounds. I mean, they're just so incredible.
That's absolutely fantastic. We're speaking with Ashley Luke now from SureTech about the upcoming 14th annual Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival taking place this weekend at Veterans Memorial Park. Talk a little bit about the entertainment. I know Keith Anderson's going to be in town. For those country music fans, he was a guy who had a big hit with the song Wildflowers when he first came out.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to have live music on the main stage as well as in the beer tent in the evenings on Friday and Saturday and in the afternoon on Sunday. And as you mentioned, we will have Keith Anderson performing Friday night on the main stage starting at 8:30. We'll also have WGIR Scan and Win in the beer tent on Friday from 6 to 8 with chances to win a whole different variety of prizes, including concert tickets. So there's kind of a little something for everybody.
Indeed, there is. One of my favorite things as well is the fashion show. How do people get started in fashion with duct tape, Ashley?
So our fashion show is free to enter, free to register, and it's really easy to enter too. So you basically only have to have two articles of, you know, clothing made out of duct tape. So one main article of clothing, like a shirt, and another article like an accessory, like a bracelet or a tie. So it's super easy for people to enter. If people need inspiration, we have our Stuck at Prom winners or finalists, I guess, up on our website now. So there's some great inspiration there if people really want to go all out and, you know, have some crazy, crazy costumes.
It's amazing what people come up with. When I was in high school, I remember a couple did the duct tape thing. They made sort of an Uncle Sam United States of America themed duct tape outfit. It's so cool to see what people can do.
It really is. I mean, most of the time when we're looking through the entries for Stuck at Prom, I'm continuously baffled that they're actually made out of duct tape. We're like zooming in and making sure because they honestly look like actual clothing. It's really incredible.
Not to mention where they come up with those ideas. It's
nuts. Oh, absolutely.
Ashley, for folks who would like to go and attend, this is a free event, right, for the family?
It- It is, yeah. So all weekend, it's free admission, free parking. And then the first 500 people will actually get a free roll of duct tape. So why not come out?
I can't think of a better reason than that right there. For people who'd like to get a little more information on everything, do you guys have a Facebook page or a website?
Yeah, so people can go to ducttapefestival.com, and all the information, directions, times for everything will be all up on that website. They can also go to duckbrain.com, and there's a main page on there as well.
All right, it's going to be a good time for all. Again, the annual Duct Tape Festival. It's the 14th annual Circus Spectacular. Check it out. Ashley, thanks so much for joining us here on the WEOL.
Thanks so much for having me.
Have a